Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice and how to use your voice, ladies, to speak confidently in any situation, whether it's work, home, play, on dates, whatever. Keep listening to this week's episode and you're going to learn some tips and hints that you never knew that's going to help you achieve your goals. Okay, ladies, I hope you are having a great and amazing week, my dears. You know, once a month I love to go over the top questions that you guys have asked me so I can answer them. So I take this episode to do that. So if you haven't heard this before, go back to some of the previous ones and have a listen. So I'm going to go through some of the top key ones. So the first question is from Abu, and I get these. If you want to send me a question, go on to like my Instagram, will probably be great. Go on to my Instagram, Leanne Turner, it's an underscore as well, and just send me a DM or on TikTok, wherever you usually hang out, and then I can read it out on one of the future episodes. So Abu asked this question: what is the most important factor in speaking with confidence? Yes. I've said it time and time again. It has to be. You've got to be confident. You've got to be confident in who you are, what you say, what you can share, what value you're there for. You remember, like people have asked you to speak, whether it's at work or, you know, doing the bridesmaids speech or wherever. They've asked you to speak because they know that you can add value. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you got to think you're here for a reason, because someone else thinks you've got something good to say, dear. Okay. So I'm just trying to jack up my tablet so I can read it at the same time. So you got to think, remind yourself the value that you can bring, that you can share, whether it's about, I don't know, chocolate cake, whether it's about doing hair, doing nails. You are the top boss accountant for end of year self-employed. You are the best marketing social media manager for these small upcoming businesses or six figure, whatever it is, I don't know. You need to know that. You got to tell yourself who you are. You got to be like, what's my name? What's my name? Every morning, like, who am I? Not the girls, them sugar. But you need to be like in the mornings, who am I? What do you do? Like, what gift and talent has God given you to share with the whole world? It's not a secret. It's not a gift only for Christmas. It's to be used to go out there and share with everyone else. So the most important fact I'd say is just a strong belief in who you are, what you're saying, and that you are the right person to deliver this value to this team who are listening, or your teammates, your workmates, an interview, whatever it is you're talking about. And it really is helpful as well as this mindset, right? The most important thing underneath the mindset as well is, I've always talked about preparation. I've got episodes on preparation and planning. You've got to come with a well-structured speech, have a beginning, middle and end. This is not just for your English essays, for your exams. No, this is also for talking. Go into every team meeting, interview, appraisal with an agenda, with an action point after it. There's no point talking unless you've got action. Not that I've been, but I've heard that at Google they have standing meetings, so it's quicker to get through the topics of the meeting, and then they can kind of have an action. Because sometimes people just go into meetings to show off, and I can't take it. They're just going there to chat. Yeah, but you've got to lead your meetings or interviews or training sessions different. You've got to kind of be very respectful of people's time, give the information, say how you've answered the challenge, and then give an action point to help them improve and grow on the information you give them. So always have a well-structured argument or speech, whatever it is you're saying. No, always have to be a row about it. Give clear points. Have very strong arguments for, arguments against, possible hypotheses for the future. If it could be like, this is the new way of doing weave. We don't glue with this on, we now do glueless, or, you know, whatever the topic is that you're talking about. And present your messages effectively and confidently and in an engaging way for your listeners. See, if you, as I said to you, if you've got like 5-year-olds, you don't want to be giving them the stats and this and that. It's how much bean bags we've sold. They don't care. They want to know, is this squishy? Can I go, you know, have it for break time? You know, can me and my friends play with the bean bag? That's what they want to know. Don't give the wrong information to the wrong listener. Okay? Know who your listener is as well. All right, thanks for that, Abu. I know I have. Okay, if you've got any more questions or whatever, just DM them on Instagram for me. Okay. Now, another question from Claire. How can I prepare for a confident public speaking experience? So many ways. First of all, like what I've just said in the first question, get your mind in the game. Whether it is that you need to do affirmations, you need to pray like myself, have a great scripture, whether you need to read over the script, read it to someone, record some video, whatever it is you need to do. Take it back to the bare bones. Research a topic thoroughly. That means going online, reading a book, finding out what's hot on YouTube about it. What is the current news in that industry? Whether you're talking about, could be like, you know, what are the kind of tax benefits of having an ISA or whatever in, you know, London, or what are the best ways of using a software to write your newsletters or something, you know? So gather all the information you can so you can have a clear understanding of what the topic is and where it is currently at the time of you writing your speech or your talk or your sharing for your team meeting, etc. And I want to say practice. Go over this speech like multiple times in your head, saying it out loud. Be comfortable with how you're saying stuff. Is your delivery good? Is the fluency good? Are you doing it at a good pace? Is there like, you know, tempo and upbeat? Or are you talking just very monotone? Is there a little speed in what you're saying? Is there passion? Do you leave that dramatic pause to show that what I've just said is really powerful? You know, stuff like that. So really go over it and imitate great speakers. You know, there's so many that I love. Such a range. And you can learn from anyone. You can learn from watching videos on Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Dame Judi Dench, Joanna Lumley, Barack Obama, Matthew McConaughey, Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, Tony Blair. So many great speakers. Nelson Mandela was very good. You can watch so many people on how they speak, yeah, and just imitate the great parts. Not the sound of the voice, but how they deliver stuff. That's what I'm trying to encourage you with. And as well, so obviously I've said, Claire, so you've got to research your subject, topic, practice, and you've got to visualize yourself in success. Whether that means you're going to do a team meeting on Zoom, trying to get people to move from, it's so hard at work, so I know, remember, move from one client software program to another, and everyone's so resistant. People really don't like change, so people are quite resistant at that. You know, you've got to visualize the success and change. You've got to share that success to others, okay? So imagine yourself delivering that in a training session or a team briefing very well. You're able to answer all the questions. And if you can't answer the questions at a time, that's okay. That's okay. You can come back to them and stuff. And as well, so visualize your success. Stay positive. Whatever it is you need to do to stay positive. I pray, use affirmations based on the Bible. You know, like, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. That's just one I'm just throwing out there for you. Use positive self-talk. Say that you are the best person for this thing. I can do it, you know, do that. And focus on the message you want to convey, not yourself. Because half the time, I know you think that everyone's thinking, oh, this girl again, look at her shoes, don't I? They're not even aware. They're just like, they're probably thinking about the shopping list, the husband, you know, the children, what they've got to do for just, you know, people's mind. People are there in body, but their mind has whoosh, gone out the door. And be familiar with where you're going to speak, whether it's going to be online or if it's in person, if it's at a new conference hall. Make sure you know the mechanisms, if it's the software, if it's all working, your mic's working, you got enough, I don't know, screens to show and share. If it's in person, make sure that you've got the right shoes on, because sometimes you can be in these shiny wooden floor school halls, right, or whatever, those halls, and if you've got like funny shoes on, your foot can kind of slide in it. Just even down to that, make sure that you're comfortable and confident in what you're wearing. Know where the toilets are as well, because you will need those, yeah? Okay, so Claire, hope that has answered it for you, my lovely. Let me just grab these last two, three. Okay, so Afsa writes, how can I overcome nervousness when speaking in public? I know nervousness can be really like almost like a chokehold on you. Like, you've got so much good stuff to say. You know what you want to say. You're in the right place. You've practiced. And then when it comes to showtime, it's like there's nothing coming out. So let me help you here, Afsa. Practice breathing deeply. Like, come and do it with me right now. And just, it helps to slow down your thoughts, your breath. It actually helps you to supply the right fuel to your voice, because you need to be breathing in through the nose. Do it with me, and out through the mouth. So your stomach, your diaphragm is engaging and expanding, because that is what fuels your voice, you know. That gives you the strength and the power to talk, okay? So make sure you're doing deep breathing. That can help calm your nerves. It can just reduce that kind of heart flutter feeling or dizziness in the head. Try that. And then also the other stuff that I've said, like pray, do meditation, use your affirmations, go for a walk beforehand, be alone. Whether it is you need to talk through the talk or make sure you've got notes with you. Not, when I say notes, I don't want you to write them out. I mean like bullet point notes to just trigger your mind. You can do it. And I think really connect with your audience, whoever it is, whether it's your team, could be your three-person team at work, or it could be the bigger sector, it could be the shareholders, it could be like some five-year-olds at a school. Know your audience and go after to connect with them. Make eye contact, smile. Engage them into the talk, because it's so kind of boring, that kind of lecture format. Engage your listeners in. Ask them questions. Ask them what they think. See, and check like if they've understood you. So ask them to just teach what you just taught them. You know, that kind of stuff. And just check that people are with you, because it's so easy. You can go to sleep with your eyes open in some boring meeting. Some people just don't know how to do a good meeting. Okay. And as well. So I hope that one has helped you, officer. Okay. All right. So let's move over to the next question. What are some non-verbal cues that can help me appear confident while speaking? Nice question, Ruby. Okay, so non-verbal cues, or like the body language, whatever you want to call it, these can help you appear more confident. So things like maintaining eye contact. So you know, in the past, I've always told you, it's not necessarily about eye contact, it's about eye connection. There's a difference here. So eye contact is just like when you look around, it's harder on the screens. If you're in person, when you kind of catch someone's eye and you kind of link there. But eye connection is when you hold it for a little bit longer, almost like 3 seconds, you can kind of feed some words to that person, then you move on. Just holding the eye contact for a little longer so you can connect with that person. And this helps you to have deep bond, trust, etc. Connection with your audience, listeners as well. If you can maintain and not just do eye contact, that move from that, from like 1 or 2 seconds on to like 3 seconds to get the eye connection while you're talking. Other things that you can use is obviously the eye contact, eye connection. Use hand gestures that support what you're saying. So if you're doing 1, 2, and 3, your hands should be going 1, 2, 3, you know. Stand upright is so key. So if you stand upright, you can actually breathe quickly, so you can actually fuel your voice, so you can sound great. And you can look, you look better as well when you stand up. I can't stand when people are slouching. It's like, oh, you know how great your body is, you know, it's a gift from God, and I really just want you to just really embrace it, not shrink from it or shirk from it. I know like sometimes at school you can be like body shamed and stuff, but you know, I really just hope that this is, you've understood my point there. Yeah. And as I say, confidence as well is in the sound of your voice, so varying the tone, the pace, adding in dramatic pauses, bringing in a few laughs if it's appropriate for what you're saying. Okay, and keep your audience engaged. Ask them questions. Ask them what do they think. You know, ask them for examples. You know, stuff like that. So it's not just a one, once against us type of talk. I don't like those type of talks. I like to have, you know, classroom participation. That's what I like. Okay, so let's grab the last question. So Mitchie, I hope I've said that, it's got an accent on it. Okay, Mitchie. Okay, how can I improve my speaking skills? There's so many ways. It depends on what your issue is, but just kind of giving you a general, because I haven't heard your voice, Mitchie. So just giving you a general response, which I hope will help everyone as well listening. Practice regularly, even in the mornings, like when you get up in the morning. So for me, in my bathroom, when I brush my teeth, I've got like a, I've got scriptures in like a picture above, and it's got like different things. Like say, for example, it's got a picture, it's got a scripture like Mark chapter 10:27, capable, strong, Philippians 4:13, you know, nothing's impossible for me, you know, different stuff like that. So when I'm there in the morning, I can say these outside to myself. That's giving myself affirmations. And also you can use the bathroom time, because I know some of you've got little ones, you don't even get a bathroom break, you don't get a shower break, all of these stuff, you've got your kids with you all the time. But even if somehow you could create a boundary where like at least once you go to the bathroom of the day, you can just have that as your time, and you can go through that 3 minutes of just going through the talk that you need to save that maybe challenging person in your life, or the meeting at work, or if you want to talk on a video, or whatever it is, just practice it. Practice regularly. So the thing that you do regularly is showering and brushing your teeth. You could go through the talk if you're showering, each shower, bath, and whatever it is you do. You can use that time to practice your talking. And as well, another point as well is talk, yeah. But get feedback. Get feedback from the people who heard you. Get feedback from someone who can articulate much better, much stronger than you. Okay, so they can identify areas of where you need to improve. And as I've said before, study out effective speakers. You know, I've told you my favourites already. Do that. And as a course, join a speaking club. You're more than welcome to come along to my speaking confidence group coaching. It's on every single month. Go to my website, click group coaching, and join and sign up. Or if you don't want to come along to the coaching, you're not at that stage yet, that's not a problem. You can go on and, you know, join the course page. I've got lots of different courses on there as well. So you need to go after your skills. Speaking is not something it's just going to prove just, oh, because you speak every day. No, you need to actively be intentional. There you go. I'm back. Be intentional when you are trying to improve the way you speak, whether you need to work on your pace, your tone, your examples, your laughter, your pause, whatever it is, your volume. You need to know what your weaknesses are so you can hone in on them and make them your greatest asset. Okay? All right then, my loves. I really love doing a Q&A question because it shows me like where you're at and how I can help. And it gives me some guidance and pointers as well on what episodes to do in the future. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, putting their questions. If you want to put in some more questions, get me on Instagram. It's LeanneTurner_, or you can like get me on Facebook or TikTok. Come on, let's hang out on TikTok. Come on, let's do that. On TikTok or wherever. Okay, and send me a message of the question or query that you want to be answered in an upcoming interview, my love. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I know that you are much more confident in speaking with confidence like never before. If you got loads from the gems and tips that I shared on this episode, I want to help you a little bit more. All right, my love. I love giving out like templates and resources that help you. And I've got an amazing one that's going to help you. A very short, compact speaking tips template, which is on my website, LeanneTurner.com. And I think this will be the game changer for you. It's short, bold, brief and powerful. It's short, unlike myself, who's a tall girl. And I just think sometimes you just need a little quick bit of a PDF to just keep on your phone or on your laptop, just to kind of get you going in the right confident speaking mindset before you go into that interview, before you go into that challenging conversation, before you go into your appraisal at work, or, you know, you go onto that date. You just need it all in a succinct little part. I got you, my dear. Go onto my website, LeanneTurner.com, and get yourself a copy of the speaking tips PDF template and get yourself speaking confidently with this short, powerful notes reminder just for you. Thank you so much for listening.